Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that you smash your Alabama cousin, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, just because the feminist is grotesque and holding a cat instead of a kid doesn't mean that she's any better or worse than the woman on the right. Both of them demand that men do what they're told. One just uses the carrot while the other uses the stick. Also, nothing says trad wife louder these days than a full-fledged chest tattoo. Maybe AI is generating that to tell us that trad wives are the biggest whores. AI knows. Moving on, never let someone who's done nothing tell you to do anything. But guys will listen and watch because of AOC's socialist fun bags. The only reason women like this get elected is because they match the demographics of their district. This reminds me of the film Harrison Bergeron, where the government just selects politicians by lottery and where they picked a housewife, Mrs. Wojak, to become the governor of a state at random. That's what I see when I look at this picture. Number three, this woman wishes someone would wife her up already. She says she's managing a roster of men 4 nights a week. Yet it's the chance that are putting her on the bang roster. Maybe if she would just lower her standards instead of wanting a 1% man, she would have gotten married by now. Her having a roster 4 nights a week just screams to me that she's an alpha widow with a very high body count. Also, lady, if you're dating 4 guys every week, none of them will take you seriously. Up next, a new study finds that pizza motivates employees more than cash bonuses. If you're a company and buying it for your employees, make sure it's not the same brand every night. Back in the day, my TV production company ordered the same thing for years, and we got so tired of it. The best part was watching the new hires get excited for their daily pizza, knowing that in a month or two they'd all be sick of it. As for the study, you just know it was probably written by a middle manager so he could get out of giving bonuses for his workers. Number 5, in April of 1938, the Nazis took over the Rothschild Bank, and WW2 started shortly thereafter. Come on guys, it's just a coincidental conspiracy theory. They would never do that. It's also just a coincidence that there are only a few countries left without a Rothschild-controlled central bank. Those countries include North Korea, Iran, Cuba, and Syria. It's also just a coincidence that they're poor, under sanctions, or at war. Moving on, it's been 0 days since the death of an adult star. But why does this keep on happening? It probably has something to do with either chronic drug use or because women with such a high publicly visible notch count have often been disowned by their family and thrown out of the female collective. Besides, for many of these women, no single man would fill the hole in their hearts. They just filled everything else but their hearts, unfortunately. We also wouldn't care if a prostitute died. Number 7, the Pope seeks to reestablish full visible communion with the Eastern Orthodox Church. How about leave the Orthodox alone, because many Catholics are just too damn woke now. The Catholic Church splintered into many denominations hundreds of years ago, and yet the Eastern Church remains united. Are Catholics trying to stir up trouble in the East too? The Eastern Orthodox churches need to let woke Catholicism collapse. Up next, J.K. Rowling gloats at a PDF file who attacked her for her trans views, as he's now being put in jail. But remember, she's a feminist, and just because she doesn't like trans women doesn't mean that she's an ally to men. She still hates men's guts regardless of if those men wear suits or dresses. She literally hates our DNA. She's made enemies of both men and the radical left. Yet the men on the radical right are still celebrating this man-hater, even though she hates them. Number 9, here's the national debt of America by year, and Elon Musk says that both parties are pretending to be one. He finally gets it. That we're living in a debt-based money system that needs to grow by expanding its debt forever. He owns some Bitcoin, but wait until he apes into it because he realizes that a fixed supply money asset is the only way out of the financial quagmire at this point. He wants to start a third party with Bitcoin at its core. But what we technically need is a second party. Moving on, I'll never understand the laziness of archaeologists. They discover human remains in South America from 1200 BC, and they're happy. You'd think they'd be happy with this new discovery, which is much older, but it just pisses them off, because then they have to rewrite the history books. They're technically doctors, and doctors tend to have a God complex. So when God gives them new truth, it usually pisses them off. We have multiple points of evidence. Human footprints and giant armadillo bones cut around 22,000 years ago now. Number 11, none of you asked for an American version of Squid Game, but at the end of the third season of the Korean version, Kate Blanchett shows up in the outfit of the Squid Game recruiting chief. You just know that this is probably going to be the beginning of the Squid Game cinematic universe. Why do they have to ruin everything? The American games would probably include rock, paper, scissors, tag, hopscotch, and marbles. or my favorite, the hot dog eating contest. But only one hot dog is poisoned. Up next, looks like I discovered the weird Japanime version of Scooby-Doo. I just wish the lettering wasn't covering Scooby's eyes, so I could see if they'd give him slanty eyes or not. But the moral of the story is valid, that on the show the real monsters were landowners and rich people. But the truth is that rich people don't need to dress up in scary costumes to scare people into selling their properties. They can afford lawyers instead. And they get away with it every time, and there's nothing these pesky kids can do to stop them. Number 13, speaking of monsters, here's one of the reasons why grammar is important. Who knew that asking your homeroom teacher to go to the bathroom has real-world applications? Like preventing vampires from coming into your home and ending you. Yeah, but in reality, it doesn't matter. Because when you go to Starbucks and say, can I have a latte, it's not like the feminist barista is going to say, can you have a latte? Communication and meaning is far more important than grammar. Moving on, Javier nails it again. Answering the question, can a woman make you a millionaire? He says yes if you're a billionaire. I know it's an old joke you probably heard dozens of times now, but it's still hilarious. Javier is definitely one of the good Indians out there. This is funny, but the point is that women will take your time, your money, your energy, your kids, and just about everything else, leaving you poorer. Look at how much poorer women have made the state after getting the right to vote. Big Daddy government is already broke. Number 15, the way things are going these days in New York with the new Muslim Marxist mayor, this will probably be looks match couples in NYC in 2028. This has to come from a culture where the men are easily turned on and can't control their urges. The proof of that has all been the grapes in Europe, thanks to the migrants coming in. Seeing an uncovered ankle drives them crazy, it seems. Imagine what seeing some cleavage must do to Muslim men when women are covered up like this and corn is illegal. Up next, this Michigan school teacher had sex with, correction, raped a 16-year-old boy and told her co-worker all about it. So she's not very bright telling another woman that she thought would keep a secret for her. She should have kept both her legs and her mouth closed. You know what they say, that if you want to spread information around, use the telegram, the telephone, or tell another woman. Sadly, the female teachers when I was growing up were not that hot. Number 17, this guy says that he has to go to work each day. The ape says he doesn't. He says, fair enough, but Mr. Ape, you don't have any money. The ape says, neither do you. The ape is both right and wrong. If this is someone in Gen Alpha, or the second half of the millennials, then he's absolutely right. But if that man is a boomer, then he probably went to work, saved money, and retired early, and loaded up on government pensions. But the animal still wins because he doesn't have to pay tax. Moving on, here's Jordan Peterson, the pinnacle of manliness, crying on national television again. When is he never crying? Should we blame him? After all, he's Canadian and there's a lot of crying in Canada these days. Then again, you would cry too if your daughter got flown out to Romania by Andrew Tate. Here's the list of medications his daughter was taking. Notice that there was also an anti-herpes medication. I wonder where she picked that up. Number 19, looks like they want to make a Shawshank Redemption remake. With so many bad remakes these days, I don't watch them, but I also pretend like they don't even exist. You just know it's going to be a female version with Jane Lynch and Leslie Jones. Hollywood either doesn't have a single creative bone left in its body, which I don't believe after watching Severance, or they're trying to destroy as much IP as possible out the door as AI destroys them. Up next, why are so many women cheating not to leave their partners but instead to stay? Easy. They're just trying to get what they aren't getting from their partners. Besides, they still need a sucker to pay their bills and support the kid they have with the new guy. They're also smart enough to know the chads they're cheating with aren't going to offer them commitments. Not to mention this article was probably written by someone who cheated, no doubt. Number 21, here are the wives and girlfriends of the Philadelphia Eagles players during their Christmas party. What do you notice? How about a complete lack of diversity? Looks like even the black players don't want their own women. They're all these women are very thin and fit, but what's not talked about is the fact that they're all very professional gold diggers preying on professional athletes. Someone needs to create a service to protect pro athletes from gold diggers. Moving on, looks like Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things isn't so little anymore. But what I want to know is why her ass is hanging out like that. I've seen a lot of women sporting something similar these days, like a wholesome streetwalker or something. But I tricked all of you and had you going. That's not even Millie Bobby Brown. This woman looks a lot younger than her. But seriously, that's Kanye's wife. I'm surprised her chesticles aren't out in the open for everyone to see. Number 23, why are young people everywhere so unhappy? Because they aren't being paid a living wage and they're about to become unemployed because of AI. and women are also alpha widows, and 95% of men are being rejected by women. Not to mention that social media and the internet is making them crazy. Something changed around 2018 or 19 with people being unable to experience joy and happiness. Maybe COVID made everyone crazy. Up next, you know that being a skank has gone mainstream when they're now advertising OnlyFans on billboards. In school zones, no less. Looks like they're targeting all the married kids' fathers picking their kids up from school, because they know that's who pays for OF. For now, it's only happening in LA. But if there's a high school nearby, maybe the billboard is meant to recruit fresh meat so that married men can pay them to beat their meat. Where does the degeneracy end? Number 25 and the last one, is this the ideal relationship timeline? Actually, it looks like the plot from the prequel trilogy. It also seems to be the fantasy of many women over the age of 30 these days. First women groom them, and then they goon them. Now you know why so many female teachers are having sex with their students. It's all George Lucas's fault for making Star Wars. This tweet was probably from the French First Lady's burner account. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.